Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida. I'm Dan Gretsch.
And I'm Alicia Zuckerman. Here's new fiction from Under the Sun's Jeremy Glazer. This story is called Walter and Edith.
Walter and Edith knew the very best spot. The place where the cruise ships passed so close you felt like you were on board. So close you could see the ballrooms, see the lights in the cabins, see through rows and rows of portholes. That's where they'd always sit on Sundays, in their lawn chairs on the grass, just at the edge of the rocks of Government Cut on Miami Beach. "We live in paradise, Walter," Edith would say as they put down their chairs. They made sure to arrive at least half an hour before the first ship went out. They'd learned the patterns over the years. Cruises left in the late afternoon so passengers could see the sun set over downtown Miami, over the skyline that had become a skyline as Walter and Edith watched. It used to be only two or three towers lightly poking up at the clouds. Now there were so many buildings, the sun went down in slits between them. Walter and Edith weren't the only regulars at the spot. There was a shifting crowd over the years. The steadiest was another older couple, Luis and Sylvia. They didn't speak much English, but they always nodded warmly to Walter and Edith. Luis and Sylvia brought their own chairs as well, a thermos of café con leche and extra cups for Walter and Edith, just like Walter and Edith brought extra Mandelbrot or Hamantaschen, depending on the season, for Luis and Sylvia. Sometimes Luis would bring a radio and play music softly, but he'd always turn it off once the ships started to approach. A crowd would gather at that point. Tourists with lobster-red skin, people coming out of Smith and Walensky after a late lunch, joggers locked into silence by their earbuds, and bikers, sometimes alone, sometimes in packs. Everyone would get quiet as the ship's horn bellowed three times. It was more a feeling than a sound, vibrating through them, through the chairs, the bikes, and the ground beneath. "Here it comes," Edith would announce to Walter. "Looks like the Valor." Edith loved the names. Valor, Liberty, Triumph, Destiny. They were all so hopeful, so strong. Walter would never watch the ships approach. He'd simply look straight ahead to the other side of the channel with the wealth of Fisher Island in the background. First he'd see the knife of the ship's bow as it cut through the water directly in front of him. Then the whole gigantic thing almost on top of him. He liked the jolt, watching the calm water and then, bang, the silent behemoth, a moving building filling his field of vision. It felt like an orchestra at full volume, smashing the silence of a concert hall. And it was no different on this summer Sunday afternoon. The rain had just finished, one of those fake Miami rains where the sky spits for a few minutes, out of obligation almost. The sun was back out, steaming the sheen of water off the ground. It was no different than any other Sunday as Walter walked up with his lawn chair. Except everything was different. Walter was alone. Edith had been there, next to him, always, holding hands, watching the ships that had gotten so big, so quiet, so pristine, so different from the crowded ship that had brought Walter and Edith after the war. After losing so many and finding so few, they had found each other in those camps where people gathered and partnered off, two by two, to make or remake a life, a people. So many couples came to America on ships, these crowded Noah's Arks. New York was where most stayed unless they had family out west. Miami was the light at the end of the long tunnel. Kids, jobs, retirement, then Miami. But Walter and Edith had gone in a different direction. He had asthma. She couldn't tolerate the cold and what it reminded her of. So they started where